You're probably not going to believe me, but I saw an American Bittern the other day. And I'm not really worried about whether or not you do believe me, because I have a picture to prove it. But I know what you're saying. But John, walking guy, Bitterns are among the rarest summer visitors to the South Shore area. Nobody ever sees them. And you're right. Well, here's how it went. I woke up on Friday morning and picked a random place to go for a walk. I ended up at Burge Pond Wildlife Management Area in Hanson. If you've never been there before, it's a big place with a few miles of trails winding through retired cranberry bogs and alongside a huge feeder pond. It's ringed with woods, deeper on one side than the other. It's easy to see things flying with so much open sky. And on this day, the steady stream of great blue herons from the local communal nesting area made for a recurring show. The resident sandhill cranes called in the distance, a big moss-covered snapping turtle crossed my path, and two glossy ibises fed in a shallow plant matter area near the pond's edge. But the sound of the bittern stopped me in my tracks. Think about this. I walked for an hour and 53 minutes, and I happened to walk by this spot at this very moment as it made this noise. I told you wouldn't believe me. That's what it really sounds like. I saw something, perhaps it, in the distance, in one of the east-west running canals. Then it struck the pose, pointing its bill up in the air at a slight angle, standing erect like it does when it hides in the reeds, trying to blend in, except this time it was out in the wide open air. I got one good picture. It was only the third I'd ever encountered in my life, and by far the best view. We can plan for anything we want. We can choose a habitat and a time and a place and hope we see certain things. But nature plays by its own rules. Sometimes it's just as advantageous to be completely random in our wanderings and just let the wildlife find us. I'm John Galuzzo, and that's your South Shore Walk of the Week on 95.9 WATD. For a podcast of this feature, go to 959WATD.com.